This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dan in sports. I'm your host, Kenneth Beans. Joining me on the show, we got Shelton J.
What's good, man? What's happening?
Chilling. Nicky Duce.
What's happening?
And I'm not sure. I didn't reach out to him to see if he was coming on the show. So we may or may not see Q tonight. Philly lost last night, so I think I got a good idea that.
No. He knew better not to come tonight. What was them shits he was posting in the chat a few weeks back during that early James Harden when he was balling and shit?
Oh yeah, can't believe this is my life or something like that.
Not even that. The stat where he was like James Harden is like the most pure scorer, some shit like that. Yeah. Like, bro, I was like, all right, bro.
You know he hurt, man.
He hurt bad, but now he be trying to be slick. So all he do is down. Like, he make it, if they win, it's like.
He shit on them early.
He
ain't used to being in a good relationship, Sheldon. That's what he doing. You know what I'm saying? He ain't used to that. He used to toxicity. So that's why he just react the way he react.
Yep. And he kill his own team. That way, when they do good, it's kind of like, I didn't expect it.
Exactly. He been shitting on Howie Roseman this whole time. Yeah. Even when that nigga brought him a Super Bowl. And now he probably had one of the best drafts this year.
That was
him. And he ain't say shit.
That was one of the best drafts in years.
Outside of the Jets, ain't nobody really draft better than the Eagles.
Nobody. I
ain't say shit about it in the chat.
I meant to hit him up and ask him like, why?
I think all he said was like, oh yeah, this gonna prove if Jalen Hurts is. Yeah. What he say is like, either he shit ball or he a backup.
Jalen a backup, but still, I don't think you need that.
Jalen got a chance. He got a shot. He got a Dak Prescott shot.
You turned against him last year.
I know, but I'm saying now he got a Dak Prescott shot.
Monkey.
Because if you take those weapons away from Dak Prescott, we know who he is. But if you add him with weapons, he could do something.
I feel you, but we saw Dak with Dak though.
Better coaching, I believe though.
Yeah,
Jason Garrett. The only thing he really has.
I'm talking about the Eagles with these weapons with these coaching Eagles. Staff is I think they will have a better opportunity to succeed than what he's getting with Mike McCarthy and them.
But when Dak came on scene, Jason Garrett was the coach. And when Dak was winning those games, Jason Garrett was the coach. In his rookie year, fourth round draft pick.
I'm just talking about Dak as far as numbers wise. Right.
Dak never had Jason Garrett been a good coach.
I'm saying Dak's numbers wise. I'm not talking about his actual success in the NFL. I'm just talking about his numbers look different without the weapons than he does with the weapons.
No. I feel that. I understand that. What I'm saying is that with Dak, we saw like an it factor. Like, I saw enough in Dak.
You don't think you see that with Jay?
Hell no, man. I watched Jalen in college.
He had it in college?
No, he did not.
He didn't have it in college?
No.
But he had.
I thought he had it in college.
Nah, man.
I've watched him every game in college from Alabama to Oklahoma. What he has is the intangibles. He has leadership skills.
Here he go with this intangible shit.
It's so important. I'm trying to tell you. It's so important.
That shit ain't winning game.
His leadership skills and his qualities go beyond that.
It don't help you throw a ball, Shelton.
But it helps you to get people in the right position and believe in themselves.
And yeah, great. I believe I'm going to be in the right position to catch the ball, but the ball is over my head.
It ain't always like that, Ken. It ain't always like that, all right? Am I saying he's the next Patty Mahomes? No.
No.
But I'm saying he's better than what you think he is.
He is. And to go from Jalen Reagor to A.J. Brown, there you go.
That is an upgrade.
All right.
I mean, I agree with everybody, though. It's on him now. If you don't have
I still agree with Tennessee for letting A.J. Brown go. This nigga only had under 900 yards and less than 6 touchdowns last season. Nigga, what the hell you talking about? You want more money?
He deserved it, though.
AJ. Derrick Henry deserved it. A.J. ain't doing shit.
A.J. didn't have 1,000 yards.
Yeah, because if they empathize the pass, that shit would be shitball.
Yeah, part of it was on Tannehill.
Trash ass.
They got Malik. Well, we can get to our draft shit now.
They
got Malik Willis. Where's out, Ken, man? What you tell them scouts, bro?
I didn't tell them.
You told them scouts
shit.
Something because them niggas they was not fucking with Malik,
man. I don't know, and I haven't listened to anything since the draft. To do any research, but you can feel it when teams are on a guy, and it was like conversations around Malik Willis, but it wasn't like for instance Kyler, like it felt like they talked about Kyler Murray every day. we already knew this draft didn't really have a lot of quarterbacks people were high on. But there was something, there was this air, there was something missing when it came to Malik Willis. And when,
oh my God,
all I heard and saw were the Steelers talking about Kenny Pickett. And I was like, man, I think that's where they're going to go.
Yeah.
And I was hoping it was a smokescreen, but it wasn't. And if the Steelers passed on him,
Mike, check.
Then that tells me that there's something about Malik that people ain't feeling. Didn't he miss a whole season, though?
He transferred. He, because he wasn't originally at Liberty. He went there like his last 2 years. Because I think he wasn't getting no PT somewhere.
I thought he sat out for a year.
He did a transfer.
I thought Mike, it was for COVID or something.
One of my, I mean, my mic is not working.
Yes. One of them should work.
Does this one work?
You try that one?
Mic check. This one I was using.
I
don't know about this one.
Try that one.
Mic check. Can y'all hear me?
You might as well keep all of them up then, like a press conference. Yeah, like, they say you good now. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, man. Please. Yeah, you can sweeten this over. We didn't know that one would work. You can sweeten that over there. You can put that one down too. But there's way too many teams that could have used a quarterback passed on.
Well, the thing about the Kenny Pickett pick was I wasn't surprised about Pittsburgh.
I was surprised that Pittsburgh did that.
Well, I wasn't. Let me tell you why. Pittsburgh is
ain't shit.
They ready to win now.
ready to win.
Yeah, Pittsburgh is playoff ready right now.
How?
There's a difference between playoff ready and ready to win. Which one is it?
That's the same thing. Well, you make the playoffs. To me, you're a winner at this point. No, you don't think so?
No, because the Eagles made the playoffs.
And they were winners. To make the playoffs is the goal. That's your goal at the start of the season.
Now, championship is the goal. To make the playoffs is what you have to do to get to that.
To make the playoffs for most teams is their goal. Everybody, I mean, of course, their goal is to win the championship. That's what you're saying. But in all honesty, if you make the playoffs,
we're talking about the players. We ain't talking about the intent. We're just talking about the players. The players are winning. They're going to win.
By default, if you do make the playoffs, you're a winner because you have to win games to make the playoffs.
Correct.
To get you.
So,
but that's not.
Well, back to Pittsburgh, though.
Pretenders, too.
Tony, what's his name? Kenny Pickett ain't a nigga that you like, oh, we need him to get us over the top.
Right.
Pittsburgh made the playoffs with Ben Roethlisberger with half an arm. So in saying that, the defense is set. Pittsburgh got one of the best defenses in the league, and they got good skill position players. You got players.
Najee Harris. Name three of them. Okay.
Najee Harris. Okay.
You got two more.
What's my wide receiver?
Nah, I ain't going to help you out. Go ahead.
Chase Claypool.
Okay, one more.
Washington.
What's his first name?
James.
Is he
James
sure?
Washington?
Isn't that his name?
No, he's not the one you
what's
should
What's the wide
be
receiver?
No, you're right about the name.
The name ain't the one. He ain't the one that you should have mentioned.
What's the wide receiver?
The other one is Johnson.
Right. Johnson.
Yeah, that's the one. You don't even know the nigga name. Nah.
Ain't his name. Is
Nah, it's like Deontay Johnson.
Deontay Johnson. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Now he going to say.
They ready, though.
That tells me that you don't know what a playoff team means.
Then they drafted
means,
a couple.
Bro.
They ain't a playoff team?
No, I'm saying that they're not a serious playoff team.
You don't think that they're a serious contender?
No, because that's the reason why I was surprised they went with Kenny Pickett. If they got Malik Willis, that's something different.
No.
They're in the AFC North right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at how dynamic the quarterbacks are in the AFC North as of just this offseason.
Yes, but see.
You got Deshaun Watson, you have Lamar Jackson, and you got Joe Burrow. Two out of those three motherfuckers. One has won an MVP and one has been to the Super Bowl.
Right.
So, like, that's already bona fide. Deshaun Watson is just uber talented. You gonna get
Deontay
Kenny Pickett?
Johnson. I'm sorry, Deontay Johnson.
You get
Kenny
Pickett.
Pickett
is going against what? Willis at least gives you dynamic as far as athleticism.
He gives you dynamics, but that's kind of like Trey Lance. The same thing. He played on a lower level. It's gonna take him a couple years to get up to speed. You want somebody that's ready to win now. You want to take advantage
Willis,
of TJ Watt now.
He's got more game experience than Lance.
No, he got more. More than Lance.
Yeah, we got more.
But he has more upside than Pickett. But if you talk about ready to step in and start,
how do we know that about Pickett? What the hell he do?
Through the tapes, it shows you he's ACC Player of the Year, and the fact that he's played in big games before.
I want to clarify something.
In saying this, I wanted Willis to go first. I felt like Willis should have been the first quarterback. I wanted him to be my quarterback. That's who I wanted. Carolina, especially when he started dropping, I'm like, okay, great. We can jump up and get him.
I thought y'all were.
That's what I thought they were going to do.
Everybody, Pat, this nigga went late third. He went after Ritter.
He's going to be a bust.
I don't think not in Tennessee.
Not in Tennessee. Tennessee, he landed.
The worst that he could have been in.
He landed where he needed.
He could have landed.
Well, you can't be a bust as a third round pick.
He could have landed in Detroit.
So, you know,
if he landed in Detroit, I'm
Tennessee is another one of those teams that kind of has pieces in place for him to be successful.
Yeah. They redrafted since they let AJ go. They got his replacement. And they still got Derrick Henry. You still got a good enough defense. I see Willis probably starting by the end of the season.
I asked the question
if Tennessee comes out the first 10 games, they 4-6, bring that little motherfucker out here.
I asked the question on my 365 today, that very question. Will he be starting? Like, what game do you think he'll be starting? I think he'll be starting before the end of the year, too.
The same thing with my homeboy, what's his name, Ritter.
Desmond Ritter.
Get the Falcons season tickets, y'all.
I said that too. I said because I didn't think Willis would be there. So I said I hope my initial thoughts were I didn't want the Panthers to pick a quarterback at 6. I want them to trade up and get Ritter.
See, this is what I like. And Atlanta is like interesting that they did this because you know they don't want no nigga at quarterback in Atlanta, right? Ever since Michael Vick shit. But they also know that they gotta, you know, all these quarterbacks coming out now is black. You gotta get somebody black. Yeah. Who's in between Michael Vick and Matt Ryan?
He's the closest thing to Patrick Mahomes you can get.
Boy, Ritter is a Best Buy.
Yep.
It was a Big Lots.
Big Lots Patty.
Yeah, Big Lots Patty.
You can put him on a billboard and white boys won't get scared.
Everybody loves him.
Right.
Everybody loves him. And he got a little red hair for the ginger. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like,
and then they got Felipe Frank, so they got another backup, the same thing.
And then the kicker, what's his name?
Which one?
Let's start with a K for Atlanta. He's actually a really good kicker.
Oh, the kicker.
Yeah,
Young Ho Koo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got that international demographic Atlanta's trying to check all these
boxes. Desmond Ritter was a good pick. They needed to grab a quarterback. I think you get a quarterback in a position where, you know, there are no expectations. And I think all the quarterbacks that were selected, like, there are no expectations for any of them to start.
Now, he said some goofy shit. I didn't like what he said. But I'm
what, are he ready to play?
No, he said, I'm ready to give Atlanta a Super Bowl.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he said the Super Bowl is
what. That's how I was ready. All right, bro. Come on.
Back to Tennessee, though. Did y'all see where Tannehill said that it's not his job to mentor Malik Willis?
Yeah, they all say that.
They always say that. Joe Flacco, all the hating ass niggas say that shit. Joe Flacco said that shit about Lamar. And that's why, because he already knew my time is gone.
Right.
Anytime a white man loses, anytime a white man sees a black man on the come up, he's like, all right, he's going to take my job.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, they didn't draft this black dude to come sit on the bench.
Exactly.
Yeah. What the fuck is, you know what? If I was him, I would say the same shit. But at the same time, why the fuck, what have you done? But just screw Tennessee over and waste all of Derrick Henry's best years.
I was saying that to myself. I was like, bro, is there ever a time where you be like, damn, I really fucked that up? Like, I feel like as people who are like self-aware, they'll be able to say that to themselves. But these quarterbacks, especially these white quarterbacks, they'll be at Baker Mayfield on podcast talking about men. Cleveland disrespected me. Nigga, what? Like, out of all that's happened, that's what you took away from it? That's the same thing with Tannehill. Like, out of all that's happened with Tennessee, y'all had number one seeds. Y'all had first round buys. Y'all had all these opportunities. Best record in the whole conference. And this nigga threw 3 picks against the Bengals?
Right.
And you asked, and you saying this goof, and you saying that shit? Like, come on, bro. Vabrel should have got his ass like, all right, nigga, you competing for your job at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but nah, Shelton, I think with Pittsburgh, man, like, to a certain degree, I get with you, like, they're not in complete rebuild mode. They're kind of like right in the middle, which is why we're going to get Trubisky, because we see in Chicago, he's good enough he can win games, enough games. You combine our coach and we could probably get another game or two out of him and then have him sit behind Pickett, and if Pickett shows enough in training camp or in practice, then he could take the job. So I think they're in that in-between zone to where we got enough talent to where we can win games, but we know, like, we're not legit competing for
feel like in Pittsburgh, and like I said, don't get me wrong, if it was my choice, I would have picked Willis. So I'm not saying that picking anyway was better than Willis, because to me he wasn't. But they consider him the most NFL ready. No, and the fact that he's coming right across the hall in the same building, he doesn't have to go anywhere.
I don't
anywhere.
Think that's the case. I don't think they think he's the most NFL ready. I think he just, I think for
big shot.
I think what Pittsburgh is that they feel like they can trust him the most out of all those quarterbacks. Like, we know exactly what we're going to get with him at 20. We're not going to move up. We're not going to, you know what I'm saying? But if he's there, we'll take him. Yeah. Everybody else is like, yeah, he can do all these things, or yeah, he's good, but can we trust him in these situations? Right, I think everybody in this room knows, like, whatever situation we can see, like, Kenny Pickett can or he can't do that. Yeah. And I feel like some GMs and some head coaches, like, I don't want to ever look at a situation and be like, at least at this point in time, and with, like you just said, they're a playoff team regardless with what quarterback they got. So that means that he at least has to win a fucking playoff game one of these days.
Right. Yeah.
He don't want to be in a situation where it's like, I don't know if my quarterback can win me that game.
Or right. And that's what I'm saying. So they trusted him the most. And Mike Tomlin said himself that they did some extensive research and that was their guy.
Because I feel like Mike Tomlin says, if I was in a comfortable state, I would get Willis. But because I got these white men on me, I gotta get Pickett.
See, I don't even think it's that. I think that Shelton is right. That is what they were saying before, and that's what they're gonna say now. He is the most ready to win right now, even if it's a year late. That's why they got Trubisky. So we can send him a year. Willis is just not ready. And there are just too many people that say he's just a raw talent, a project, this, that, and the other. And it's up on him to go in and just change that narrative.
Which is crazy because I remember just 10 years ago, bro, niggas was drafting quarterbacks just off of talent alone.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Potential.
Nowadays, because of the money that's going on and because it seems like within the last 2-3 years, actually since I want to go back to when Zeke got paid. Ever since Zeke got paid, all these positions that we used to like shit on and poo-poo, like wide receiver and shit. Because remember in the 90s and shit, they used to get paid a lot. Then it went down in the 2000s. And then now it's coming back up. Same thing with running backs. Used to get paid a lot now. Then it went down and now it's coming back up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing that like owners and GMs are like, bro, if we going to have to pay all these niggas, then we might as well draft a quarterback who's ready to go. You know what I'm saying? Hot off the press.
Mm-hmm.
And if we ain't got time for projects because I'm not going to pay this wide receiver $30 million a year if it's going to take you 3 years to get ready.
Yep. And them GMs don't have that kind of time either. The GMs are like, look, I might be gone tomorrow. Let me get what I can do now so I can win these games.
Hmm. Real quick, on that play, y'all saw Giannis basically just ran over Robert Williams.
Yeah, he just did.
When Giannis get upset and frustrated, he go back to his basics.
Yeah, but my question is, why wasn't it called a foul? One way or the other. So did he, did he just, because he just clearly, he ran him the fuck over. Like, so
superstar.
I get it, but I also I'm wondering if he does it so much that they just got to let some of it gotta go. He'll fall out the game, you know, sort of thing. But my thing is that at what point will they start taking that away from him? You know, it's just like Harden got away with murder for years. They started to take that shit away from him. You know, at what point when they start taking that away from
him? It's hard
to
regulate that. Yeah. It's hard to regulate that. Because with Harden, it was a rule change. But that is just more of it's a call.
But
not all. You can't always call
take it away from him by calling it. Oh yeah, you can. Yeah.
Not in the playoffs because they get more physical. They've been letting a lot of shit go in the playoffs. We talked about that.
I know it was somebody was beating the shit out of another team.
We talked about
team.
In the Memphis and Minnesota series. That was all types of shit.
That's what it was.
That's what you. It's like you, if you gonna let that shit go, you gotta let that shit go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were mauling.
Because the playoffs, they always say like the refs hold their whistle when it comes to the playoffs.
Yeah.
But that's I think, you know, and that's fine if it was like, it just seemed clear as day to me.
Yeah, I agree with you because sometimes I'm watching these games like, bro, why didn't they call that a foul? And I'm like, oh, regular season.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to remind myself.
But see,
like,
you said, oh, regular season. Now you're saying, oh, the playoffs.
No, I'm saying in the regular season, that's a foul.
Oh.
Now, but I'm like, oh, shit, damn. It's the play. Like when we in the playoffs, I'm like, damn, they really letting these niggas go.
Right. You don't want the officiating to dictate the pace of this game.
But you can't run over motherfuckers.
Oh, I agree with you.
Trust me. I agree. But like, they letting a lot of shit go. So I'm like, I'm not surprised they let that shit go.
Oh, I'm not either because I see it often. It's just like at some point,
you think they're going to regulate this shit?
I'm just trying to figure out if I'm Udoka. I got to send that to somebody or call up a ref and be like,
Yeah, if the coach start bitching, then they're going
to
It depends on the only thing I could think about was if he was too far under the basket it's not a charge. If he was in the restricted area, it's not a charge. So it should be a defensive foul, but it wasn't if he ran into
That's what
him.
I'm saying, one way or the other. I'm not saying which one it should have been, but I'm just saying he ran him over. But, yeah, if he's in the restricted area, that's a block. If he's not, then that should be a charge.
So I guess my thing is it was definitely contact initiated by Giannis.
Giannis, right.
But if you're in the restricted area, I can't call that a charge. So they just let it go. It's nothing.
Yeah. Anyway.
Can we you got something to say?
No, I'm good.
Can we y'all want to talk about Dallas or Philly?
We can start with Dallas.
Okay. With Dallas. Do we need to have a conversation about Luka if the Mavs lose this series?
No, not to me. Cause you can look at Jason Kidd said it today. He said Luka held his own. He needs his teammates to step up. That's what his coach said.
Okay.
So yeah,
he's going to his fifth season, right?
It don't matter if he's holding his own.
I'm just asking for context. He's going to. Mm-hmm.
But if he's, I mean, like I said, what can we question? If this man is putting up superior numbers and he's playing hard, I watched the game. He played well. He what more could he have done?
The nerve of you, Jason Kidd, if I'm in that locker room, to sit here and say that I got to step up. When I won two out of these motherfucking games before you even get here, how dare you say that we got to step up? We stepped up when his ass was on the bench hurt. Oh, I got to pull him to the side, bro.
I was going to say the same thing, too. I was like, bro, they were the Mavs were 2-1 in the playoffs before Luka got there. They're now 2-2.
Yep.
So they won more than they lost when he was gone.
But he held it down while he was out there, though.
Held it down for his sake.
He's always going to put up numbers
for his sake. And that's why I'm getting to the point because it's like people have talked about this Mavs team like they go as far as Luka goes, and they've also talked about this Mavs team like without Luka they shitball. That's the objective standpoint I got from most fans and shit, or just people talking about NBA in general.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen that that's not true. Right, they actually are a legit playoff team without Luka because
they stepped up. I still wouldn't call them a playoff team. They had to play without Luka.
It was proven in the Utah series.
That's not necessarily
true. They didn't miss a beat.
That's like saying Memphis could have played the whole year and been a playoff team without Ja because they had success without Ja.
Well, they played a huge sample size without Ja.
They did.
Was like what 30 games? They, and it was like 22-8 or some shit.
That many games?
It was 20-2.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a sample size more than these playoff games.
This is where it counts the most. Like you mentioned, bro, you started off coming out early. You was like, bro, it's crazy how a team could win by 30 one game and then lose by 30 the next game, and you playing the same team.
Yeah,
bro, they getting schemed on just like how they're scheming all the teams. And in the first three games, if it was a best of three, they would have won that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like against a Utah team with a Donovan Mitchell on the other side and Rudy Gobert. Correct. So like, what's his name? Quinn Snyder and shit like that. These are all respected motherfuckers, at least up until this point. But they were respected motherfuckers. So for Jason Kidd to go with these guys and do that, you can't just say like this team ain't no playoff caliber team.
Well, like I said, to take from their own coach, Jason Kidd said the Dallas Mavericks need someone to join the party with Luka,
and that's why I'm agreeing with Kim because I'm like, who the fuck are you saying that to? Like, you talking to us or you talking to Luka?
No, he's talking to them. He says Luka is superb. He said he came to play. He's dominant.
Bro, you ain't calling me out like that.
That's
tell me the last time you were superb and you failed something.
That's pretty tough.
Tell me the last time you did something really but you didn't.
If it's a team sport, that can happen because, you know, I used to be on the band in high school and I've had superior performances that were not rated superior because that's possible.
You used to, I don't know if you still do, but you used to be a car salesman, right?
Yeah.
You sell cars and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You could be had to, like, you ever have like a great conversation with somebody in a sale and they still don't buy a car?
I've had a great month, but my dealership not being the top.
I'm just talking about you in general. Like, have you ever had a specific like conversation? Like, you thought you was going to sell that motherfucker and all of a sudden, they changed their mind. You were superb, but you failed. What did you take away from that?
That's a little different.
You took away from yourself, like, I'm good. I don't need to do nothing else.
No, the difference.
Or did you take away from, like, maybe I'm doing something different?
The difference is that just me. That's one-on-one. This ain't one-on-one. This is 5-on-5.
No.
So I need you to be on my level for us to win. Not play well when I'm not there. And then when I'm back, you step down. For example, we could talk about Brunson last night.
I was going to say, Brunson has his play not decreased once Luka came back into the lineup? Yep.
Correct.
Yep.
So is that on Brunson or is that on Luka? How?
That's on Luka.
I'll say this. I'll do you one better, Ken.
How?
That's on Luka and that's on Jason Kidd.
Yep.
How? Because how is it not on Brunson?
Because going back to the what I just said earlier, we had three games.
He was passing the ball.
We had three games in Utah where we saw what Brunson could do in situations.
Yes.
As a leader, like, you know what I'm saying? As a guy who's like conducting the offense or in rhythm. Why are you not adding those elements to it?
Because Did you watch that last game in Utah, the closeout game?
Yes.
In that closeout game, Luka was passing that ball all over the court. Everybody gave everybody shots. They was missing shots. I was like, why is he not taking control right now? Because
they don't play well with Luka on the court.
That's on them.
No, it's not.
It's on a scheme.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Jason Kidd.
No. I don't want to hear.
I said it's on them.
I know. That's what he said. And he's full of shit for saying that. And he's fucked up for saying that shit because of what happened in the first round. There are two things that I took away from those last games when Luka came back. One, Utah is ass. Okay.
Utah ain't
them motherfuckers look.
They are. Now they are.
Donnie come to New York.
He coming.
So
to the Knicks, not the Nets.
So I'm not going to necessarily wait them winning that series all that much because they just look disjointed, not together.
They didn't look like they want to be there.
Like each other.
Yeah, they didn't look like they want to be there.
A lot of things going on there. All of that being said, what we do, the reason why I say that they play better without him on the court is that we have three games of them playing better without him on the court. So Luka comes back, Luka throws up 45, and you know, like you said, Shelton, they're passing the ball to people and missing shots because they're not necessarily in the rhythm that they had when Luka was out, where they can kind of play more together as a team versus damn near one dimensional. So now I'm with Nick. It's on Jason Kidd to figure out how to get the best of both worlds.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I agree with that part more so than this on Luka.
How do you go 2-2 with your superstar, right?
Yeah, I agree with the.
How does he score 45 and y'all don't win that game? That don't make no sense to me.
Well, it makes plenty of sense to me. That can happen anytime.
I'm saying,
I wouldn't question Luka though. And like I said, I watched the game. I'm not just going off the stats. I'm looking at because I actually watched the game and saw him giving maximum effort. The man he shot 15 for 30 from the field. He's 50%, which I didn't pay attention to the stats till now. But he's 45. He had 12 rebounds and 8 assists. He led them in rebounds. He led them in assists.
That's the thing. Is like you got to win those games, though. Like I mentioned, remember that Chicago game against Milwaukee? When DeRozan scores 40+, y'all win that game.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? By any means necessary, because he's not going to do that all the time. Now, Luka could do, you know, those crazy numbers, but they don't always translate to wins, which is why I always find it interesting. Like, what is going on?
He is the Kevin Love right now. He's the new Kevin Love. Except they're winning.
Kevin Love?
Yes, absolutely.
Explain the comparison.
I'll say he's more of the white James Harden.
I take James Harden over Kevin Love.
Okay, maybe that's closer. But
he's an alpha dog. Kevin Love ain't never been an alpha, has he?
When Kevin Love was in Minnesota?
Minnesota Kevin. Yeah, I'm thinking about Cleveland.
My bad. Yeah, because all people remember now is Cleveland.
Yeah.
But nah, man, look, like, you already know my answer. He's going to be scrutinized. I'm watching to see what happens. I record all of these damn games at DVR. I go back and rewatch because I don't like fucking watching them in real time.
Yeah.
I like to skip the commercial. I like to skip all the free throws and everything like that. You know, so... Yeah, I mean, I saw Phoenix won, so I didn't get a chance to watch this game just yet, but I will. I meant to watch it, but I watched there was another one I watched today. But yeah, he's going to be scrutinized because they're already giving this guy the world, and he hasn't earned it. So, you know, you have to be taken down. Not taken down, but you have to be scrutinized just like everybody
else. And that's the thing. Like, I see everybody in the comments – basically ball hugging Luka, and I'm just saying, like, bro, like, for all the praise he get, like, there's gotta be criticism with that too. Like, everybody who we talk about that says that's in that great conversation has been like moments where, like, bro, we got to talk about this.
Yeah, Luka
bro,
ain't like, done shit. I don't have a problem with talking about him, but when that man is, like I said, when I watched that game, I didn't see much that he could have done differently to change the outcome of that game.
That's why I said it's not.
He needed somebody to step up and make shots.
Ken said it's on Luka. I said it's on Luka and Jason Kidd. Like, it's on your best player and your head coach to figure out what's wrong, because when Luka scores 45, y'all have to win those games.
The head coach told you, though. He told you exactly what he felt.
And then he pushed it off on the team, which is what, to Ken's point,
what he should have done.
Because that's fucked up, because when Luka wasn't there, you wasn't saying shit like that in the locker room.
This ain't about Luka not being. We're not going to talk about what you won. We're talking about the game that you just played. The series you're in now, that series over with.
We can say, Coach, who the new nigga in the room then?
That's
the motherfucker who we 500 with this nigga.
And then I come
right back. We was winning when we was out.
You, Jalen Brunson, I'm going to say Jalen Brunson. I'm going to need the same effort from you that I got them first
game. You're getting the same, like they said in the chat, he got 16 shots, but those shots were not the shots that he was taking or getting in the previous games.
He wasn't making them shots. It was better shots. It was better shots because they were collapsing on
Luka. Not in the rhythm of the offense. I don't think Brunson is meant to be.
Brunson had the ball in his hands.
I'm saying I don't think Brunson is meant to, like, the shots that he had, even though he had a lot of them, I don't think those are all like really Brunson shots. Like from what I saw previously in the last series. I think he could be schemed better for his shots like he was in the last series. That's all I'm asking for.
Brunson was fine. And that's the thing. He just got to make the shots. You can scheme him any kind of way you want to.
He ain't fine if he ain't making the shots. That's what I'm trying to say.
Correct. So that's what we need to be talking about. Not Luka.
I am talking about. That's why I'm saying Jason Kidd, scheme. Yeah, scheme better.
That's what
do you
saying.
Not think Jason Kidd can scheme better?
Yes.
Do you not think that if Jason Kidd, if you told me that
why are we always giving a Luka pass? I'm not giving him a pass, but at the same time, I'm not going to blame him. I'm just not starting. That ain't where you start. That's the last place you're going to start. This guy played the game. If this guy came
you
out.
You're not consistent with that take.
Who would I have not been consistent with on with that? Please tell me when I see something.
I wish I could recall, but you.
Let's
you,
think about it, because I've always been consistent with that.
You have always found somebody to put up. There'll be a starter to put up something, then Shelton to find a reason why.
He ain't did this or he
ain't do that.
Mm-mm.
I don't feel like you're that consistent, bro.
If you come out there and do your job, you could be the player I hate the most, but if you come out there and you done score 40 points in the game and let's take away just your scoring. If you came out there and gave it everything you got, and we can watch the game and say, well, that person playing ball, he doing his thing. He killing them right now. But his teammates are letting him down. We're going to talk about these are all NBA players. These ain't kids he playing with. So you still have to step up and do your part. And if ain't nobody doing their part, like I said, the next.
Do you know how many times the since 2019, how many times the Mavs have beat the Suns?
How many?
I'm asking, do you know?
No, I don't.
They haven't.
I was going to say, I didn't think much.
So this is all, and Luka's been in the league longer than these last few. Like, so I'm saying like.
But what does that mean?
And the Mavs have had two different coaches since that time frame. So what I'm saying is that there's something going on that needs to be corrected.
Correct. It's always been something going on in Dallas.
Especially in the series if they want to have a chance to win.
It's always been something going on in Dallas. They don't have a Robin. They ain't got a second player. They don't have nobody stepping up helping them.
But he got this far off of who?
Him.
Man, I didn't even
off
think
of they himself.
Were going to. I didn't
off
even.
So himself is the reason why they got this far?
Why not?
Why not? That's your answer is why not?
Yes. Okay. It's been him. Who else?
All right.
Who else?
They were winning games.
They won two games.
Weren't they winning games before Luka got there?
Who, Dallas?
And definitely in these playoffs.
Uh-uh. I'm asking.
No. That's how they got him, because he was picked so high.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. No, they weren't winning before Dallas. I mean, before Luka.
I'm talking about in these playoffs.
What about
but see, that's what I'm saying. You can't say because, I mean, your job is to step up and play. Next man up. They winning. Marcus Smart is not on level of him, but losing Marcus Smart.
But you praised them when they did.
So now
you blaming them for when they didn't.
Is it Marcus Smart's fault? Should they be saying, well, you're the reason y'all lost the first game because y'all won when you was out? No, he's just out.
Marcus Smart doesn't mean as much to the Celtics as Luka does.
Correct, but what I'm saying is it's the same thing.
It's the same thing because the value is different with
Milwaukee. You can't say, well, we want without Chris Middleton, so Chris Middleton don't matter.
Do the Lakers win when LeBron is out like that?
Lakers don't win when he's there.
That's true.
but just in general, when LeBron typically sits out of a game, when he was in Luka's time, right, when he was that peak LeBron, when he sat out a game, especially in the playoffs, did they typically tend to win those games?
Did LeBron sit out of the playoffs? I don't think LeBron missed no playoffs games.
Okay, so Luka big a regular season.
Yeah.
You know, when he's gone, they tend to not win. Like, we got to look at, like, and you know, when people bring up Memphis, like, and they used to jump on us, like, yo, like, we have to look at like these guys and winning games. That's what I'm saying. Without Ja,
this nigga,
this team is better.
The nigga ain't done shit yet. Yes, chat. I'm talking to y'all. The nigga ain't done shit yet. As much nut hugging y'all doing for Luka, what has he done?
I think that's really the core.
What has he done? He ain't done shit yet. If he ain't done shit yet, don't talk about a nigga like he's done
CD,
shit.
CD Styles.
He ain't earned my respect. He may earn y'all niggas.
I'm going to get to the super chat.
He a nice toy to talk about, but he ain't earned my respect.
I'm going to get to all
you
the super chat.
In the playoffs. Right. We've just gotten to the second round, so congratulations.
we got a super chat. We appreciate it from CD Styles, and it's on the subject, so I'm going to tell this from first. He said, y'all shat on Luka talking about get past the first round. He did. Now y'all saying we got to have a convo if he don't beat the best team in the league.
Here's what I'm going to say to that. They got past the first round barely without his help.
Barely without
his help. Is that not true?
And is this game?
Because if Luka was there, they probably would have lost that series.
And Ken, is this whole game not about to beat a man? What you got to do?
You got to beat the man.
So if they lose to the Suns, you're like, oh, it's the Suns, Joseph. Shit. What you expecting? I expect him to do great shit if he's a superstar.
Luka didn't count for two of those four wins they got.
So if that's the case, only the super. If you ain't win a championship, you're not a superstar.
That's not what I'm saying. But what I am going to say is that Luka did not contribute to two of the four wins they got.
Yeah, he didn't.
He didn't. All right, so
not on the
Luka didn't get out of the first round. Half of him did.
Remember when LeBron was with the Cavs, early Cavs? When he had to get through Detroit to get to the finals, he did whatever. Like, he got him through.
Yes.
Niggas didn't think that team could get through, and he got him through. I'm not saying Luka has to do that this season. I'm just saying, bro, if there's an obstacle in front of you, you should have to address it.
Man, that is
you don't get no excuses for just being there.
This all subject. That's the weakest all-star of all time.
Who is that?
Wiggins. Wiggins is the worst all-star in
It was
history.
A down year. It was a COVID year for the all-star games.
Of all stars, he does nothing all star worthy.
Oh yeah, since we talked about Dallas, we'll talk about Philly. Is James Harden washed?
James Harden is washed.
There's no coming back? Is he gone?
I think that he's downhill from here. I don't see him ever going back to the glory days in Houston.
It appears that way. But I'm going to hold off on that until he gets quote unquote healthy.
I don't give a fuck about
that. He'll never get healthy.
The nigga gone, bro. He had to clean.
He might be.
He had the cleanest.
Q's not the only one that's saying he's injured. There are other people.
Whatever he got to say.
Because when Q says, I'm like, okay, Q, you know, whatever. But there are a lot of other people that are, you know, familiar with the situation that are saying that he isn't. So that's why for me, I'm okay with y'all making the tape because I see what y'all see, but I just need to be certain.
Nah.
So I'm a wait on this.
They say, I guess the new age definition of a hater is telling the truth too early, right? So y'all can call me a hater all y'all want. Damn, but they fell out. See, look. Is that Jordan Poole?
Nah, that's Peyton.
All right, I don't give a fuck about him.
But it's looking at
Harden's gone, bro.
It's looking at where
you was trying to come at KD talking about Harden been there.
Oh, that's a flagrant too. He got to go. Kick Draymond out, Brooks is gone.
Yeah, it's looking that way, man. I just wish I didn't know about like the hamstring and stuff like that because I would be ready. I know KD was hurt and KD came back and KD healthy, but James Harden looked like he right there.
James Harden gone, bro. You see what he only made four shot attempts that second half of that game.
Yeah, he only contribute. He didn't contribute points or assists.
Like I think he hyperextended that elbow. He fucked up. I think he gone, bro. And I think he knew it before we did. I think that's why he went to Philly.
You mean why he went to Brooklyn first?
No. He went to Brooklyn first thinking he was still that nigga.
But remember, he got banged up in Brooklyn.
He did, which is why I think he went to Philly. Because it was like,
I'm never going to achieve the heights that I'm supposed to achieve.
I think I have a better chance of going off of Embiid than staying.
You're right, freeload.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I am disappointed. And his performance in that game made me question, does he still have it? Or is he, like, how bad is he hurt? I was leaning more, does he still have it? because you don't have Embiid. Like, just tap into that reservoir.
Just he ain't for two got it. You man. See his belly?
I know, but just
he be,
just
he two built games. Like B Diddy.
Yeah.
He it's, built it's like bad. B Diddy.
And like they've been talking about him getting healthy all this time. I mean,
he slapped the shit out of him.
Yeah.
All what time?
They've been saying that forever.
That's like, what the last three like, last 3 years he's been talking about hamstring.
Yeah, they've been saying they've been talking about his like, body shape.
At least 2-3 years, they're like, bro, Harden like hamstring hands. I'm like, bro, at this case, that's who he is.
Yeah, that's it.
That's just his shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not mad at it.
Larry Bird had his back. James Harden got his hamstring.
It's always gonna be that.
Oh, he already know.
Oh, they kicked him out.
Hell yeah.
Yep, that'll
see,
do it.
But this is their fault, and this is what the fuck they get.
Now they're trying to
because they have. It's just you already said it. You kicked Draymond out. Now you have to kick Dylan Brooks out. Mm-hmm. If you wouldn't have done that, if you wouldn't have had this personal vendetta because it's Draymond,
yeah,
you would have had to leave him here.
Mm-hmm. And he's a difference maker. That's not a small thing. Him being put out of this game.
And of course, like why is the crowd? Well, they won without him. They played without him for the whole damn season down there.
In this series, though, he's important because he's making
they used to playing
some
without
big
him.
Shots.
Yeah, but that first game, he was terrible.
Let me read some of these.
You
checks.
Got it.
Did you?
His elbow still hurting.
Why is he?
Kev Timothy says, did both the Nets and Sixers lose the Harden Simmons trade? I think so.
It seems that way.
I was just about to say, like, that trade may be
that's a good question.
I'll rephrase the question. It's not James Harden wash, was the trade a wash? Like, it was like, no one won that shit.
Like, trading your trash for my trash.
Yeah, like.
Did you guys see that the Nets are now starting to question Ben Simmons?
Hell yeah.
Like, even then, we're like, yo,
it's like, it's like when you out with your girl, right? Mm-hmm. And y'all just came back and she was telling you some shit that like some quirky shit you do that she would like you to change, whatever. And then when she come out with you somewhere and like one of your friends or one of her friends call out that shit too, he be like, damn, everybody see it outside of me too? And I'm only mentioning it because I'm mostly talking about his outfits at the game.
That was killing me too.
Niggas was having whole headline conversations about his fits. Oh. Than he was at the game, and you know what the brass at the Brooklyn did. It was like, that's crazy. He do be out here though. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe like if he's good enough to come out here, like he could probably be good enough to practice. Mm-hmm. And then we start seeing more videos of practice and shit. Like we start and then like they're like, oh, he may come out for game four. Then he played out like niggas. If you call out some shit, it's gonna get more into you, especially if you know it's really there.
Yeah,
and you know they were. You know, kind of going to what you were saying is like one of the things that teammates were saying was like, where's the ramp up? Where's you at least pretending?
Yeah.
Why are you not even on here? Not in the fancy outfits, but even just wear a fucking uniform.
But if you're going to be out here, be out here.
Yeah. Right.
That's what it was. That's what it was. Because it's like you dressing like this shit, but you ain't saying shit. You ain't doing shit. You ain't.
Remember when I was like, man, this mental health thing just popped up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Remember when I was questioning? I said, that's fucking weird. Now I know why. Because his own teammate started to kind of maybe whisper behind his
they had to
his back or was saying it up front, but that stuff started to leak out. So now it's like, oh, now he's like, how the hell you get there? Say you committed there and you reinforce everybody. You're up to the point where people are starting to question you, and again, you're gonna shut down because of mental health.
Yeah,
what? Are you serious, bro? He might as well just quit. He might just retire. You're never going to play.
That's it. Like I said,
him and Kyrie need to do the same type of retirement plan.
Yeah, I said that's
we can tell y'all niggas. Y'all niggas don't care about basketball
at all. That's I call that Royce White syndrome. That's the Royce White. Look him up. But he threw that out there too. Like he woke up that morning that he's supposed to play and felt back tightness and his mental health kicked in too. Oh yeah. I forgot.
So it's,
I got some. Yeah.
It's like man, I wish as much as shit as I'm saying right now, I wish I was Ben Simmons. We're getting paid all that money in New York City.
Sit there.
And you ain't doing shit. You just keep calling in sick. He living the dream. Mr. T says, do the Sixers pay Harden this summer?
Yes.
I say they have to.
Absolutely.
Ain't no choice.
Absolutely.
You can't do all that trading and shit and let the nigga go.
Yeah, they will. Because where else they going to go?
Exactly. I damn near think that Brooklyn got to do the same shit with Kyrie.
They're gonna pay.
Oh, they have to.
Katie want Kyrie. So.
Yeah, that's it. That's a wrap.
People talking about it like they still cool with each other.
You have to bet on the upside. That's kind of how you don't have a choice. They're the names at this point. As disappointed as they may be.
Tracy G says, Ja keep dancing. He gonna be John Wall 2.0.
Damn.
Nah. He's already past that. John Wall ain't really take his team far and shit. So at least Ja got him second seed going against the Warriors. They almost won game one.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than what John Wall has done.
John Wall basically took those bullets so Ja Morant can dance. For real.
Hey, niggas forget how good of a dancer John Wall was.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
When that Dougie came out, niggas was
killing.
Hey,
it.
He was.
And so everybody jumped on John Wall and stuff like that, criticized him. And, you know, there was pushback. It was like, oh, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? And now people ain't going to say anything. You better thank John Wall, Ja.
Tracy G also says, Ken, Shannon is no coon. Stop that narrative. And I called it first. James and Joel rolling on the floor for the ball.
I didn't say he was a coon. Maybe I did.
Yeah, that sounds like you did.
But I think I was saying that he be cooning. Mm. It's a little bit of a difference.
Ain't that much of a difference.
I don't know. You remember I got into it with dudes in the league chat about Shannon Sharp?
Nah.
Madden. Because I said the same thing. I said, Shannon be out here cooning because they were caping for Shannon. I was like, man, Shannon be out here cooning. Them motherfuckers got mad. They jumped on me, bruh. But yeah, Shannon do be cooning. They've toned down the cooning. So they made him tone it down because he ain't bringing all that little extra shit out anymore.
It was more so the Hennessy and the durag shit. It was just like, you don't have to do this, Shannon. Like, so, we know you black.
Yeah, so the
we can hear it from your accent.
Exactly. You're from Savannah, Georgia, bro. So maybe he's cooning a little less than he used to, but I don't, or minstrelly, I don't know. Maybe it's another word, you know, but he was extra.
Ja got to get a jump shot.
He was extra, showing off for white folks. You can't be doing that.
Donovan Molina says, Ken, you cannot say Luka didn't help if he is putting up a great performance. They wouldn't be in the playoffs with him, without him, I guess. Come on, you and Nick hating, bro.
They probably wouldn't be in the playoffs without him. Maybe, maybe not. But I'm going to lean to they probably wouldn't be. I'm going to give him that. You know, Luka is a dog, man. Luka can play, but Luka ain't done shit. And then that's really all it is.
Like I'm not denying that he is a great basketball player.
You can say he ain't won shit, but you can't say he ain't done shit. There's a difference.
He ain't done shit. That's his thing.
What is he doing? Killing these dudes.
No.
What is he
doing? That's not doing anything.
What I be asking simple questions sometimes, and I be
killing them.
And I know
a lot of players be killing people in the league shelter.
No, it ain't. No, they don't. There's not a lot of players. We saw there's not a lot of players scoring 45 points in the league.
No. You said killing these dudes.
That's what I'm saying.
You gave me one game.
He's scoring most of these games. The closeout game, I told you.
All right. So again, I'm back to a lot of people.
The Clippers game that they lost. When you said he couldn't win a home game, he was scoring in those games. He was doing everything that he could do to win those games. He was putting up triple doubles and losing every
LA. But the same way, the same energy I give to LeBron when he does all that shit and they lose, I'd be doing the same thing. I'm carrying the same weight.
I just want to
at least
know,
LeBron done something in the league. So I can't hate on him like I used to. The only way
I would agree with you is if this was a one-on-one sport like tennis. A tennis player that's not winning the game.
So then why are you saying he is the end-all, be-all for the Mavs if it's not just a one-on-one sport?
Because it's not. You still need to build around.
Okay, so that
you
means that those other players matter.
Yeah, they matter.
Enough to where they are difference in the game.
Yes, sir.
And they were and in the
100%.
And when they were without this guy that you say that is a
they stepped up.
They,
correct.
They played their best and they were winning.
They played
their
best.
Series,
they stepped up and they won against Utah. They stepped up.
And as soon as he gets back,
you take him off that
team. There's a fart in the room.
You take him off that team and you put him up against that
why is there a fart in the room?
You put him in that same team playing against the same Phoenix team and they're going to lose.
Do Bradley Beal be killing motherfuckers?
Bradley Beal is nice like that, yeah.
But he doesn't affect
wins and losses at all.
But he ain't done shit either. Has he?
No. They're two different planes.
But I'm just saying that's an example of a lot of motherfuckers be out here killing motherfuckers.
Luka's making the playoffs.
I'm just saying there's a lot of motherfuckers out here killing motherfuckers, and Bradley Beal is one example.
Luka's making the playoffs. Bradley Beal could never.
And Bradley Beal ain't done shit.
No,
Bradley
Beal has never made the playoffs. He would never be on Luka's level.
They have made the playoffs. He has made the playoffs.
He's not making them perennial.
Who do you think is a better player right now, Dame Lillard or Luka.
Luka, that's not even a question. You can't even put Dame in the room with Luka right now.
That's interesting you say that.
Man, Steph Curry, Shelton don't even believe that shit.
Yes, 100%.
Shelton does not believe 1,000%. There's no way in hell Shelton believes that shit. Dame has done way more than Luka has in his whole
1,000%
career. Shelton is lying his ass.
You think that right now Dame can touch Luka?
Absolutely.
In what area?
All of it. Everything he's been doing. You're talking about somebody that's been hurt.
He's a better shooter. He's a better shooter. Yes. He's a better scorer.
Shooter, scored, and winning.
He's more athletic.
Game winning shot.
He's a better
getting out of the first round multiple times.
Leader of a team. He's better all that shit.
Dame's not a better shooter than Luka?
Yeah, he can shoot.
Oh, okay.
He said, yeah, he can shoot.
He can shoot.
I was like, man, how far are you going to go? This lie. You don't believe that.
No, I believe he can shoot. That's it. Dame ain't coming close to getting. Yep. Dame ain't got 12 rebounds in no game. Dame don't get 12 rebounds in a series.
There is no way.
Luka gets it in a game.
There is no way you believe Dame Luka is better than Dame. I refuse to believe that.
Yes, sir. Luka affects all areas of the game. Gets points, rebounds, assists, steals, all that stuff. Dame ain't doing all that. Dame can score. Dame's a killer. I would take him on my team for that reason. I know if I need a bucket, Dame gonna get me my bucket.
Luka doing all that shit, and Luka just got out of the first round. Dame been doing it. I know he's been in the league a lot longer, but Dame has been out of the first round multiple times.
And we talking about his first 4 years, first 5 years.
In his first couple of years, he hit the game winner against the Rockets. You know,
yeah, it was
the Western Conference.
And you know where it was at? You know where it was at, Ken?
Yeah,
it was at home. He won that bitch at home. You know what I'm saying?
He sure did. Luke ain't done that shit yet.
He sure did.
Tracy G says, I agree, Nick. James knew before we did. He sold y'all a hell of a dream. As far as James Harden,
he really did.
He knew he
really did.
Yeah,
I don't be blaming these players sometimes when it comes to getting away with shit.
Cause I don't either,
like, bro. I'm trying to get away.
I don't either.
I'm trying to finesse as well. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I agree. Abel K says, y'all making it sound like it's Luka's fault that Brunson took 16 shots and only scored 13 points. I'm not arguing about the shot selection. I mean, the shots itself.
By the way,
I'm just worried about the flow of the offense.
By the way, Damian Lillard had 18 rebounds. That's his career high in a game in 2015.
Right.
But, you know, he also had 10.
How many Lillard has
also had a couple of triple doubles, too. But
how many
he can't get 12 rebounds in a game.
He can't get
12 rebounds in a game.
A couple.
He can't get 12 rebounds in a game.
Does he have nearly as many triple doubles as
And Dame is not at nowhere near as tall as Luka Doncic.
Right. Does he have...
That's a fact. That's a fact.
You know.
They play the same position.
I don't need any more questions.
Does he have
He said Dame Lillard.
I was being facetious on that.
Okay, then stop.
Yeah,
How many times is that man going to get you 10 rebounds? That's bullshit. No, we ain't going to change it now.
That's what you do, though.
Shelton get
caught.
Y'all
and then Shelton start moving shit.
Not at all. Not at all.
Shelton gonna say this shit. Now he's being facetious. Get the fuck out of here.
Cole Hart says, let's go Celtics. Boston in six. Y'all need to chill out with that. Boston just had a good game.
We gotta get our
predictions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo. I'm gonna tell you this right now. Go to Steph Curry don't look the same, bro. I mean,
what does Steph got to do with that?
Steph Curry.
Whoa.
I'm just talking about Golden State in general.
Really? You think that?
His shots. They don't scare me like they used to.
They should, bro.
Steph's been killing, bro.
They should.
Did you see that game one? You saw game one?
He just doing it. Yes, I saw.
And you saw how many times?
This team?
You saw who had to win that game?
Yeah, Clay.
Who had to win that game? Because Clay, it was a back-to-back play, right?
Clay hit the three, yes.
But who tried to shoot before him?
Clay hit the three.
Who shot before him?
Think about how many shots Clay missed before that.
Exactly. That's how bad the Splash Brothers are.
They ain't splashing no more. They about to be the ass brothers. It's a drip going on.
Yeah, I'm about to say. It's some faucet water.
I'm giving Clay a pass to a certain degree.
They making me respect Jordan Poole. That's how shitty they playing, boy.
Now you got
because I know Clay just came off injury, so
I don't give a damn about all that. This is playoffs. Everybody hurt.
Is Clay what you thought he would be, or has he exceeded your expectations?
It's below.
I'm about to say he's about me.
Really?
Yeah. Clay does not look good.
Sheldon, I'm telling you,
he below yours too.
Clay was
no. Y'all thought he.
If I was copping from the plug, and he said I got this Clay Thompson, I'm like, oh, that's mid. That's straight mid, bro.
This is kind of what I'm saying is this is what I kind of expected him to be after 2 years off. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of what I'm asking.
He looks worse than what I expected.
Why we gotta act like
really?
Yes.
Bro, this nigga had a long time to recover.
Clay is averaging 20 points.
Has he not had a long time to recover?
He's had 2 years off, though. That's what I'm saying. But these are serious injuries he had to come from.
He had a long time to recover.
Right.
What I'm saying right now, based off that long recovery and where he's at now, he's mid.
Clay looks bad, bro.
He is mid.
No, I agree.
Shoot his ass off.
I just didn't expect him to be much better than this.
Here's the thing.
I didn't expect him to have 20 points a game.
Shh. I didn't expect him to miss as much as he's been missing.
Oh,
Curry is shooting like I think for the season he shot like 38%.
Yeah, he was like
That's not Steph Curry.
By the way, people have talked about Westbrook when he was below 40, but they didn't say shit about.
And this is the same season where this goofy ass motherfucker came to Madison Square Garden win his 3-point award.
That goes to the point y'all making about Luka though, because Steph was winning and Westbrook was not, correct?
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
When you talk about them not talking about Steph shooting.
I'm talking about media narratives that were driven. And I'm talking about people. All people talked about is how bad Westbrook. And they pick and choose certain things to pull. But here's this other guy that's shooting just as bad. They started to do it when we started to talk about it. But, you know, that's all I was saying about that. But either way, I don't know how you can say that about Steph. I think Steph is doing it in a different way. When he gets hot, those threes are going to go.
When he get hot, we can say about any nigga.
But you know,
when they get hot.
Yeah, but Steph hot is different. But what Steph is doing now is he's actually, you know, going to the basket a lot more. He's taking the mid range a lot more.
Yeah.
Steph was the reason why they even got back in that game. They were down by 13, 14 points. And Steph hit like, I think he's going like.
Ooh, that's a nice move.
That was a nice move.
He had a couple of mid range shots. They went on an 8-0 run. Memphis had to call timeout. And then there you go. So Steph was the one that helped Clay get to the point where Clay could actually do some shit.
Look at that. Did you see that?
Yeah, he made a floater.
Steph been a killer, bro.
I'm not saying he's shitball. I'm just saying these Splash Brothers ain't the same.
No, they're not the same,
but they're still the most dangerous men in the NBA, in my opinion, right now.
As a backcourt?
You worried about Clay?
Yeah, both of them, when they get hot.
Ain't worried about Clay.
That's
no
what I'm
more.
Saying. Why we got to say when they get hot? They were always like,
a good point.
When they were them niggas, we didn't have to say that. They were like, that's just the Splash Brothers. Yep.
They still gone to
them
the same.
Them getting hot, their regular game was another person's hot.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're saying we got to wait till they get hot.
Exactly. That's like how, you know, when you get older, like, I need 30 minutes, baby. I got to wait till I get hot. This Viagra got to kick
in. You got to preheat the oven.
These niggas like, come on, bro. These niggas used to be come out fresh. How about Clay?
Come on, Clay.
Other niggas had to warm up just to match their shit.
I can't get a commercial.
But Clay's coming around.
It's that Jordan Wood
Clay's
shit.
Coming around, but when he took that shit, Nick, I didn't think it was going in. Because he had just missed one, didn't he?
Yeah, he just missed
one. I know. With Clay, the funny thing is with me, I trust Clay more with those, like, coming off screenshots than Steph, as far as in clutch moments. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. Not in general, but just in clutch moments. Because, I don't know, Clay just has he's more heartless than Steph, in my opinion.
He was.
I'm just talking about his mentality. Like, I think Steph is a finesse player regardless, but I think Clay is like, nah, I'm darting your ass in the eye. Like, I'll end the game.
I don't know, man.
That's just my opinion. But so when he took that shot out, because especially after Steph missed, Clay was like, oh, all right, if I miss this, then it's really over. Like, we lost the game. So that's why I was like, okay, I trust that shot. That's why I was like, oh, yeah, they made that. I was more interested to see how would Ja respond. Because he actually had a chance to, like, do another game winner like he did in Minnesota.
Yep.
And he just missed it because Steph had a good defensive play. Even though, honestly, they should exploit that matchup because Steph could not stay in front of Ja for shit.
Now, it was somebody that he took off. He was like, he can't guard me or something like that.
But Steph made a good defensive play to win the game. So props to him. But it ain't splashing no more, bro.
But see, the players around them step up too, man. They have, you know, they can go deep in that bench, and a lot of those guys step up. from Damian Lee, Toscano Anderson. They can go deep.
You over here naming names that don't matter. Stop.
They matter.
Damian Lee and Toscano play major minutes.
How do y'all discount these players that are playing minutes?
Damian Lee got some time. It wasn't a lot because he fucked up when he got in the game. He couldn't catch the pass.
This motherfucker wants me to respect Moscato.
Yeah, I respect all those guys. He can call on anybody and they step in and can play.
If you would have said Kuminga, I would have been with you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Damian Lee
played good minutes last game. He playing good minutes this game.
This nigga said Montego. Like, we gonna give a fuck about these niggas.
Man, bro. Y'all better start watching.
If you would have said Gary Payton, y'all better start watching.
Oh, Gary Payton. Give me somebody I know.
I would have been. Because GP is always
good. Like, he said Steve Kerr.
He always play good.
This motherfucker. I like Damian Lee. Damian Lee, clearly. He named motherfuckers that like didn't really Anderson do shit.
Damn, he named the janitorial staff. We got Damian Lee and Toscano Anderson.
The fact that they can come out there and play shout good out defense to y'all and play good minutes.
Can. But shit.
In Iguodala's absence.
Hey, Iguodala just there for moral support.
Iguodala over there making business moves. He in Silicon Valley.
I mean, hey, this last Super looked deals sharp though, bro. I'm sure we all knew Golden State was gonna come back.
Now this is gonna be a close series. I got this going. Let's get into our predictions.
Memphis had an opportunity though
to do
a quick run out. I think Draymond is hurt too.
Draymond got suspended last game.
Well, he got hit in the face.
Why you name Otto Porter?
Otto Porter too. I was just naming the young guys.
Nah, you knew
proving
not,
wrong,
you
Damian
knew,
Lee.
You knew not to what? Say no shit.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, good read, y'all.
Forget I say Damian Lee.
Good read, y'all.
He just still his brother-in-law.
He gonna be on the bench.
That's his brother-in-law for real?
Yeah, it is.
He smashed his stepsister?
Yes. That's her husband.
What you think about his sister?
Mind, she's all right.
We'll say that later. Let's get into these predictions. Ken, this Boston, Milwaukee. Who you got in how many games?
Wait, go back and read last round.
Okay.
Yeah, our predictions from last round.
I was going to do it after once we get to the conference finals. But
I mean, since we already finished
that round. See, recap the first
round. First round.
I ain't do too high, I don't believe.
I think I
we said, I mean, first round, we
made
Ken said Atlanta in seven. Shelton, everybody else said Miami.
Cabella, I said Miami in what? Five?
I said Miami in six.
Oh, shit.
I said Miami in four.
So I was out one.
So, yeah, it was.
I can't pick how many games.
So, Boston and Brooklyn series, everybody picked Brooklyn except me. I said Boston in seven. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm 0-2 already. I told you.
Milwaukee and Chicago.
That go dang
everybody good said Milwaukee in a sweep, so we were wrong, but it was a gentleman's sweep.
And no, then, I said Milwaukee in five, didn't I?
No, we all said
sweep. Y'all said
You switched it. You switched it at the end.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Dang, I thought I had that right.
Toronto and Philly. Everybody had Philly, but Ken had Philly in five. Me and Sean had Philly in six, so we called that right. And then in the West, we had Phoenix and New Orleans. Me and Sheldon said a sweep, but it went in, what was it, six?
Yeah.
Booker got
that,
hurt.
Yeah, the Booker got hurt. Messed that up.
FIFO and Ken said gentleman sweep, so they
Capella messed me up, man.
The Memphis, Minnesota. I had Memphis in seven. Ken, you had Minnesota in six.
I had that right.
And FIFO had Minnesota in seven. So, yeah, me and you, Sheldon, you had Memphis in six, so you got that right. So you won that shit.
Timberwolves dumbass fault. Three games they were up double digits.
Then we had Golden State and Denver. I had Denver in seven.
I got that right.
Everybody else said Golden State.
I said Golden State in five.
Yeah, you got that. And then we had Dallas and Utah. I had Utah in six. Everybody else had Dallas.
I had Dallas in six.
You had Dallas in seven.
I thought I said six.
No, you said seven.
Dang. I don't know what I'd be talking about sometimes now. I'd be wrong now.
Yeah, I think I may have got one or two of those right.
Jackson is just so sloppy with his shit. He get it off though.
They be ugly.
It be ugly as even how he shoot. I'm like, bro, you shouldn't be in the league. But we all was like, we all had some ups and downs in those predictions.
Yeah,
but mostly ups. Now second round, Boston, Milwaukee. Ken, You kicked the can on it, so you can give me the read off all that shit. So now you better, or Shelton shit. What you got? Boston, Milwaukee.
Oh man, this is a tough one, boy. This is really tough.
So it doesn't matter moving forward what you pick.
I think Milwaukee in seven.
Milwaukee in seven.
I thought I said Boston early.
I got Milwaukee in six.
I'm going Celtics. I feel like I'm cursing the Celtics. I'm sorry, y'all. No. I'm talking myself into the Celtics. I'm going Bucks.
Ooh, Ja.
In six.
All right.
Because Giannis just on another level, man.
I think
nobody's
so, too.
Nobody's really even fucking talking
about
it.
No one's talking about it.
I mean, they just demolished Chicago.
No one's talking about it because it's like, I think it's just that impressive to where it's like, all right, we're going to save this shit for when it's like,
when it counts.
Like, yeah. They're going to bring all that shit. That's how they always do in the playoffs, bring all them stats up. Mm-hmm. Philly versus Miami. Shelton, who you got? And in how many games?
Give me Miami in. Give me five. Miami in five. I don't think it'd be a sweep because I think Embiid will come back.
I got Miami in six.
Six.
I really hate Embiid.
Manny had a good post in the chat about that. He was like, because when Q posted that Embiid was hurt, he was like, oh, damn, the Iron Man Embiid is hurt again.
He hates Embiid for whatever reason.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Manny's like the ultimate hater. Manny hates everybody. But he likes the Mets. But anyway, and the Jets.
And like he got that goofy ass shot off.
Watch this shit go in. Oh.
Splash Brothers, bro.
I hate that Embiid ultimately will put the Sixers in an 0-2 hole. And that's going to severely impact this series. Mm-hmm. But I'm still going Sixers in seven.
Steph was taller than Ja just now.
Steph got to go. He got to get a mid-range shot to score now, boy. Who you got, Cam?
Sixers in seven.
All right, bro. You just been saying shit.
Somebody said it in the chat. So watch Cam pick Philly.
Yeah, I'm picking Philly.
He's saying all that shit. Memphis and Golden State, the game we watching now. I got Memphis in seven.
Golden State in six.
Warriors in six. I like Warriors here. Man, I don't know, man. You know what, Nick? I'm gonna join you.
Don't do it. Stay where you at, bro. Stay where you at. I like being on the island. I'd rather be on the island. I'd rather be wrong on my own.
You tell them to stay there.
Yeah, because then I'm gonna talk to Ken like, damn, what you really think about? I don't even want to do all that shit. I'd rather be on my own.
I'll stay.
And then Dallas and Phoenix. I got Phoenix in five.
Give me a sweep.
Phoenix in six.
But Luka gonna average 50, so it won't matter.
You said Phoenix in six, Shelton?
Uh-huh.
All right. So those are our predictions for the second round of the playoffs. And we're already in the second round, man.
That's cool. Yeah. It's been flying.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Nah, it has been. It's been fun, though, watching them. So I think the only one I didn't watch much of in the first round was Miami and the Hawks.
Speaking of Miami.
I didn't either.
Yeah, that's because we already knew what the deal was. Miami, all right. We got to have a conversation about Miami. Are we just really just ignoring them because they just not that, like, they're not that, like, captivating? As
Ken,
a team.
Yeah, answer that question, Ken. Why do you not like Miami?
Miami is...
They win games.
I don't believe in them. And, you know, I think they've definitely, you know, got a free ride in the first round. Mm-hmm. You know, a busted up down. They did a number on Trae Young. And Capella was out. So, yeah, they whooped up on them boys fairly easy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that they don't impress me. But it's not because they don't lack superstars or anything like that. It's just like, I just, there's nothing I see there that makes me believe in them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's a Miami Bucks rematch, Bucks going to mop the floor with them.
You think so?
Man, I think Bucks going to probably coast all the way to the finals, bro.
I don't know about that.
Who going to give them problems?
Miami could.
Nah.
Miami the Celtics could. Was just up 30 on them.
Nah.
I ain't worried about
that. That was a fluke. Yeah. They just got hot.
That was good.
They got hot in the first half, shooting for three, and, you know, that was that. But they struggled to close that game out. And it almost feels like they're going to have to adjust their mindset, because it feels like they had it in for Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of people were picking Brooklyn to beat them and stuff like that. So I think they came in, we're going to show you guys something.
Yeah.
This is different. You're going up against the reigning finals MVP, right? And so, and this guy's on a mission again. And one thing I will give you credit, this is when leadership does make an impact and motivating your team, because now all of these other guys are there definitely following Giannis. Giannis has proven that he's the best player on the court, so, and then he's leading, so that definitely amps up everybody else. And they just believe, you know. So mm-hmm. when Middleton went out, I was like, oh, Chicago got a shot. And they looked worse. They looked worse when Middleton was out of the game. Like, the games were not even close. Which LaVine quit. LaVine just said, fucking, I ain't even playing the last quit. Quit. Bro, I ain't playing the last game,
nigga,
bro.
And I ain't heard FIFA mention that nigga name since the playoffs, bro.
This motherfucker sucked.
And LaVine was his one.
LaVine was his first.
I kept telling
you
him.
You know, FIFA, you know how FIFA get with his light skins.
Yeah, I told him all year. I don't believe in Zach LaVine. He kept saying, nah, you wrong.
And then when they just mopped up them. Now, Boston came back strong. I'll give him credit for that.
Boston did. They had to, though.
But the way the Bucks played in that second half, I think you're going to probably see more of that. And I don't know. I don't see Miami having much for them. I know Bam is.
Miami just got a lot. They just got a lot of players that can hit you with it. Miami, to me, is like the East version of Memphis.
Struss and all these other guys, you know, I don't
believe in them, huh? And I understand that, because they ain't household names.
And then Tyler Hero, you know.
Who just shot that?
Clay, you saw what happened.
Did you see Clay shoot the air ball layup?
I saw him make a three, and I saw what he just did.
Did you see the one before that, though? That was a bad.
No,
Clay,
no.
Come on now, Clay. I'm talking good about you.
They lucky Memphis ain't got a
reliable shooter. He needs to take the fucking bandana, the headband.
The headband is killing me.
The headband is what's keeping him alive.
It is.
You said it's keeping him alive.
Ooh.
And then he got ripped.
I told you, Steph is all that finesse shit, bro. In the playoffs,
they facing Steph.
Who was that?
Jordan Poole.
Oh, they look alike.
He just don't like Jordan Poole had like one good game in the first round, and then he went down MIA.
Nah, Jordan Poole's earning my respect.
Oh, no, yeah. I like Jordan Poole, but it was just like, remember that 30-point outing yet? Like, oh shit, everybody talking.
Now he had a couple of them, kid.
Ooh, cookies.
In the first round, he had a 30-point game, a 29-point game.
Did he?
Yeah, 27.
I thought he went ghost.
No, not Jordan Poole.
Because he's the most consistent Warriors.
Yeah, he's played this whole time.
Hold on.
I think one game was average, and I think that's when he went to the bench. Not in the first round,
the bench, right?
That was the last game.
Ooh.
Wow.
Did he dunk on that nigga?
Wow, he dunked on him.
Wow.
I think he had a good, that last game was good.
No. Let me tell you his playoff.
I ain't see Wiggins get up like that since Kansas.
Yeah, that was the Wiggins I want to see.
That's why they brought Kerr off. That's why they started to play Curry.
That first game
he went off.
First game, I'm just gonna go through him. He had 30 the first game. The second game, he had 29, I think. Let me see.
He ain't gonna make that.
29 the second game.
Okay.
The third game, he had 27, I think. Let me see. 27 the third game.
They keep passing the ball. Somebody shoot, nigga. Oh. Shit.
The fourth game, let me see what he did.
That's when he had 16?
11 the fourth game.
So, okay.
And then the last game he had.
Bruh, Wiggins.
Eight.
Yammed on him.
So the last two.
Okay,
games,
okay. So yeah.
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 Wiggins hit him with the Yamborghini.
And then he went back up.
And then he came back out. I knew he struggled somewhere. I knew
them last two games.
Because I was like, why is he on the bench? And I thought he got benched because of everything that went before.
Nah, they just went back to Steph starting. And I think he had to adjust back.
But I think he may have had a bad shooting game or something like that. But I don't know. It don't matter. But yeah.
But he stepped up big time.
No, I fucks with him. Yeah, I do. Yeah, no, I do. I like him a lot. He taking a Clay spot.
Mm-hmm.
Clay better watch out.
The only difference is Clay is a spot up. Like he catch and shoot, whereas Jordan Poole, he likes to create.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's better to run him when Steph is out. Or they can play together. It's his team when Steph is on the bench. Like right now, Steph is sitting down. Oh, Tyler Herro won Sixth Man of the Year.
Yeah.
Good for him.
First Miami Heat to win that.
Wow.
He deserves it, though. He what did he average, 25?
Like 20-something, yeah.
Some 20 plus.
Yeah. And he did what they needed him to do this year.
He had to. Niggas was talking shit about him at that bubble year.
Yeah.
They was going to trade his ass for who was out on the market they could have traded.
Shit, because he was hanging out with Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
Whack ass. Mm-hmm.
What team are y'all looking forward to, like post the NFL draft?
Damn, Gary Payton broke his damn elbow.
Oh, he did break his arm?
His elbow, yeah. That's what somebody said in the chat. Damn. What was your question?
What team are y'all like looking forward to after post the NFL draft?
Jets.
I was gonna say that too. I don't know why. Well, actually, I do know why, because they got Sauce. But I'm more interested to see Zach Wilson, because I'm like, all right, Zach, they surrounded you with some mean talent on the front and back end, like offense, defense. You gonna have to do some improving. He gonna have to win some games. Not a lot of games, but he gonna have to win some games. Cause he ain't win shit last year, clearly. But I just want to see how they justify him being number two overall. Cause I think no one knew about that shit up until like close to the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And no one questioned it once they found out.
Yeah.
It's like, why? So I'm looking for more sort of just, but I do like what they have. And I do want to see Sauce do good.
I want to see the Eagles for the reasons we talked about. I just want to see if those improvements are really that significant and what Jalen's going to look like. Yeah. I want to see how he's going to perform now that he got the reason why them over the Jets. I do want to see the Jets players, the new players, but I don't think that's going to be enough to make a difference in that team to get them last place.
I think it shouldn't be out the question for them to win like five games.
What, the Jets?
Yeah. At a 17.
Oh yeah, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. They'd still be a last place team.
Yeah, I just want to see some progress. Like, I want to see what he does with like these weapons. How does he work?
Yeah.
Because then
yeah.
He'll be one like another draft away from like, all right.
But that was a masterful draft.
A masterful draft. And they traded up and they got some more. Like,
yeah, they got every piece that they needed to get. Baltimore had a really good draft too.
Baltimore did, even though I don't like that they didn't supplement him with a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're gonna give away Hollywood Brown with that.
And it's still time for that, but I really want to see what they can do. And the reason why I say that, you got a couple free agents still out there. You still got Jarvis Landry. That's who I would definitely get for him. So you have some veteran presence in there with some of those young guys to help. Like
Jarvis said, he wanted to go back to Cleveland now that Watson there.
I don't know why, because Watson ain't gonna play right now. But I would be hot on his tail. You got Julio Jones out there. You got a few.
Julio's done, bro.
They're done in the sense of playing, but what they can add to your team can be invaluable as far as leadership. And
Lamar need weapons, bro. He don't need leadership.
It ain't much to choose from at this point.
So then, they fucked up not getting somebody in the draft.
Lamar will no longer be a Raven after this year.
You don't think so?
No, it don't seem like he was too happy with the moves they made. They're gonna have to have a really good year.
Yeah, he didn't like them trading away Hollywood Brown. But Hollywood Brown knew all about this trade because he was celebrating. He was in Arizona.
How is that not a foul?
And they also didn't get the replacement they wanted. Pittsburgh drafted him a spot ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the guy's name. But yeah, I couldn't believe Pittsburgh got, who was that receiver? I think he was played at Georgia. George Pickens?
They did? They got Pickens?
I think they got Pickens, bro. But I think I'm really
Pickens to Pickens.
Yeah, that's
what they were saying.
I'm interested in seeing the Jaguars. What the hell happened to that?
And it's like, I want to see how many of these guys become bust.
I don't, that Trayvon Walker pick shocked the
first
heck out of
the
me.
First round was the top five were interesting because it was like y'all look like y'all just picking niggas.
Yeah, like.
Like no one really had, like no one really believes any of these players.
Like I'm like Trayvon Walker came out. I'm talking about that was, I hadn't heard him mentioned nowhere in the top three all season long. Then all of a sudden out of nowhere, a couple days before the draft, this is the new number one pick. I'm like, where did this come from? I thought it was a wrap. Aiden Hutchinson was going to be that first pick.
I was surprised that what's his name? The corner from LSU. He went that high.
Stingley, yeah.
I thought Sauce was going to be the first corner taken.
He should have been. Stingley had the rep. He was supposed to be that guy. Mm. But he got hurt.
Well, I've heard like he's like really like ahead of his like time as far
he
as
is.
Like,
yeah.
As far as skill. Like he's got all the skill. Like he could start right away.
Correct. But he got hurt. So that kind of is what kind of was bothering him. But he always, because he played better the year before. But he was that guy. When he's playing, he is that guy. But you can't argue with Sauce that done.
I especially in Sauce as far as like as a corner, he's unique and rare because he's like 6'2", 6'3", mm-hmm. and with a long ass wingspan. But yeah. I definitely like what the Giants did too. I think we got a couple steals, especially the Evan
Thibodeau. Game. Yeah, because Thibodeau was long time rumored to be
number one
pick. That's who initially was the number one pick.
But they say he ain't got the motor and shit.
Yeah,
that's what.
So hopefully he'll have a chip on his shoulder and come in and play ball.
Yeah, he won, and he in New York, so they're gonna definitely question this shit.
Most of the time, when they say these guys don't got the motor, they be right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Chan, chill out.
I'm just saying it because I be feeling that same way. I was like, man, y'all just be saying shit, but that shit be ended up true, man.
Who shot that shit?
To be in the playoffs, these some of the ugliest shooters I've ever seen in my life.
Who shot that shit?
Kyle Anderson.
Yeah, slow mo.
That'll go in sometimes, but it's
Kyle, he shoot like he really wants you to block his shot.
It's just an ugly jumper.
Otto Porter. That's why you don't talk about Otto Porter.
Oh, that was an offensive foul?
Was it? I think it was. I don't think they caught it on.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't think Desmond Bane was going to play tonight.
What happened to him?
He ain't been
hamstring.
Yeah, he's been balling too.
Yeah, he didn't play good that first game, but he got hamstring.
I think his last two games were bad.
He played good that game.
Before. No, I didn't watch that closeout game.
Man, that Memphis series where he was just lights out from three.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want to watch insane. That last. Because I knew what Minnesota was going to do. That's why I didn't even want to watch it, man. I was like, I'll only watch it if Minnesota win. And they did exactly what I thought they were going to do. Blew another double-digit lead.
We knew it. We called that one. We called that one from the beginning.
You called it.
Yeah, D-Lo was not going to show up.
Kev Timothy's, bruh. Why do they let this nigga shoot? Kev Timothy, where would y'all rank Tatum and Brown as a duo in the league? They top five duo. Oh no, he traveled like a bitch. Did that nigga not just hop step and then kicked it out?
Hey man, I hate Wiggins, man. I really do. I don't necessarily want him off the team. I just hate the fact that he made the All-Star team.
Ooh.
Milton, man, he came out of nowhere. Milton wasn't even playing.
He
didn't even play that last series.
Yeah, but he showed promise. He was somewhere else where he showed D'Anthony Melton. That he showed promise, and somebody just got buried on the bench.
But he didn't even play that last series, but he was lighting Golden State. He was the only one that, well, after Josh started initially, this last game, he came out there balling. He had no fear.
Oh, so now it's John Morant dad and Dale Curry.
Oh.
And we'll see them. Yeah, they got pictures of them.
Oh, Dale was hanging with him.
Mm-hmm.
T. Morant is a star now.
Who is?
T. John's
dad. That's his name? Yeah. T. Morant?
Mm-hmm.
Jalen and Jason, they went for 59 of their 109 points. Where do they rank as a duo? Okay, so we got maybe top five. I would say top five.
Yeah, they top five. I can't name five better pairs.
Yeah,
better than in the NBA. Because them niggas, they average like 20 plus per person. So it's like there's not that many duos doing that.
Chris Paul, Devin Booker.
Is Chris Paul average 20 plus?
Mm-mm. Man, that game he had.
What, against Dallas?
14.
The closeout game.
Yeah, New Orleans.
Oh, Pelican. Yeah. He
14 of 14.
His shots will make you sick, too. Because none of his shots be going in. They just kind of bounce around the rim.
With him is also because of his size. Like, this nigga just be getting around everything, making all this other shit.
They can't do nothing with him.
Yeah, it looked like the Pelican was going to extend that to 7 games. But, yeah, that was a good one. Well, yeah, I don't think he's averaging 20, though, a game, though.
Is he? He is now, I bet.
Chris Paul, he ain't been averaging.
Not for the regular season, though.
He ain't been averaging over 20 for a minute. He usually averages like between 18 and 19. Let me see.
Yeah, that's true. Shoot, he ain't averaging
before. Melton played for the Suns. Yep. Yes, Mr. Ant-Man, we did see. We had a whole conversation about that, about them trying to compare T. Morant to a LeVar Ball.
Yeah.
And it was a crying shame because I still haven't. I think I only heard T. Morant really speak once when they interviewed both dads.
Uh-huh.
So first of all, it's really insulting to turn LeVar Ball into something negative. You know, I have my issues with LeVar Ball as well. It played out exactly where we are now, and them basically using him to attack other black fathers because of all of his antics and foolishness and stuff like that. He just, everything went to his head, and he went too far, which allowed them to take it, to weaponize it, and turn it against other black fathers, which is really sad to see. But yeah, what has T. Morant done to anyone?
Nothing.
For them to even say that? Nothing. It makes absolutely no sense.
They were just sitting in there enjoying the games.
Not used to aggressive
and black fathers. And getting coverage. That's
He's not even aggressive.
Just saying, he looked aggressive to them.
And all he did was go to the
game. Because we know what he is. But to white people, this is aggressive.
He dressed all young and hip and shit.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like he sell dope.
Yep. Gotcha. Come on, man.
Hey, mid-range.
Come on, man.
Hey, Curry got a second. This is his second chapter of his life.
He a killer, bro.
When that three gone, bro, he got to get that mid-range. Three
gone, man.
Bro, look, you see all that shit he had to do just to get that shot off, bro? And he took that killer, shit right man. In.
I don't think
you saw that blue square. That's where you shoot at right now, boy.
I think Curry probably more of a killer now than he was early on.
Bro.
I'm telling you, Nick.
When was the last time you seen Curry?
He got more stuff in his bag. Put it that way.
Last game, and then the series against in the first round.
That ain't no killer.
In the first, you didn't see him and man Joker. Him and Joker went back and forth. He sent Joker home.
That series was never in question.
No, it wasn't in question. But that last game was Game 5 was, and Joker came with it.
Good defense.
Ooh,
Joker came with it because Joker had a great fourth quarter, but Steph Curry man sent him back, sent him packing. But
So do you think LeVar won?
he accomplished what he set out to accomplish?
I mean, he accomplished, as far as getting his kids paid, he accomplished that.
Nah, I don't think so. And I think it's partly because he said too many outlandish things. Mm-hmm. You know, and everybody's going to use that against him.
I think he really wanted his kids to be great, and then he just took it too far. Because it is hard to raise three niggas to go into the league.
No, it is. And see, here's the thing about that, Nick.
It's a beautiful play.
Is that when you point out that they're not great, that they may be above average to good, the first thing people say, well, you got three players in the NBA. But, okay, that's fine. There are other Holiday brothers in the NBA. He's not the first one to do it. Mm-hmm. He's the first one to brag about it and say that they were going to have that they were going to be fucking damn champions and all this other stuff. He set the expectations so high, mm-hmm. You know. So yeah, your accomplishment is great, but that's not what we're grading you on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're grading you on what you said they were going to do.
Yeah,
and that's the issue.
That is true. What he said is what you have to kind of what you got to kind of grade him on. I thought I was like, man, he got both them boys in the top five, which that was nice, even though he didn't.
Ooh, and he got the pass off. Slow mo ain't gonna do shit.
Nothing.
Where's JJ at? He in foul trouble?
This nigga throwing probably
goofy ass shots.
Grab the rebound. He coming in now. But he got both, you know, the two of them in the top five, and the third one, I didn't think he thought LiAngelo would even make it to the league, probably.
Just trying he's to still
sell him.
He's still trying to get in there, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but we all heard that he was kind of iffy anyway.
Yeah, he was the iffy one.
So, you know, that's no surprise. I mean, it played out like most of the people that were talking about the players, whatever the other one is in Charlotte.
LaMelo's more marketable. Lonzo is skilled enough.
Push it.
You don't want to run with them boys.
Ja's so good.
If Ja gets a consistent, Ja's like now is in the Giannis phase of his career. If he can get a consistent mid-range or something like that, bro, he's going to be dangerous. Thompson got them white boy fundamentals. You can make a layup out of nowhere.
There you go. I remember they were hyping JJJ up too.
He was a top five pick, wasn't he?
He was, but they were
huge
like
compared to Draymond. Yeah. Right? I didn't realize he was that big. You got to make that job.
You got to make that.
Nah, he ain't got that shot yet.
He could pull it out every now and then. He was clutching.
Yeah,
Minnesota.
Oh, good.
Bro, they getting their cookies taken, bro. Throw that up.
Oh,
don't throw that up or make a better pass.
Yeah, he should have threw that up earlier. But that was that slow mo?
Yeah.
Goofy ass nigga.
He got to get ripped.
They got a damn sloth on the court.
He was the perfect.
He threw the pass slow. Yeah.
he was amped about that steal.
And now he going to the bench. Yeah, you got to take him out.
He was amped about that steal, and he had to move faster than he wanted to.
He was the perfect Spurs player.
Why is Memphis taking the cookies like this, bro? They just getting steals left and right. Clay about to.
Bro, you ain't got that no more, Clay.
Hey, he tried to that turnaround. Look, That splash is. It ain't dried up.
Ain't no more splash. Come on, today.
Bro, you can't be a big man. You can't finish around the rim.
Good block.
Whoa.
Oh.
Hey, Ken, I'm trying to tell you,
these
bro.
These dudes cannot tie. Oh, get out of the way, Clay. Get out of the way, Clay. They cannot tie this game.
You got to get out of the way. They would.
Good pass.
The game just got to be
slow. Don't be goofy now. Don't get hype off your own shit.
Who was that, Kuminga? That was nice, Kuminga.
Yeah, I like Kuminga.
Yeah, he stepped up big time. They cannot tie this game up. They've come close to tying this game up several times, and every time they get down two,
that nigga just
they
just
do something to mess up. There's nothing you can do with
that. Look like an NBA 2K dunk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he don't even look like he. I was like, how did he even get that much energy or momentum to
Hey, man.
He'd come out better just attacking him early.
Who, the Warriors?
No, I'm talking about Klay. If that's the only, I was trying to think of, is there anything he could have done to stop that?
Tell you, man, Klay, man, you know, I'm going to give him another year. I ain't, you know, he's getting back in the swing of things. But, man, that was a time when Klay would shoot automatic. You'll be surprised he missed.
See, I would be, like you said, I would give him time because I would think that by next year he'd be better. Harden, I don't give Harden no more time.
The thing about Klay, while I'm giving him time, is that I'm hoping this isn't who he is now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm concerned that it is. Because, you know, one thing you should be able to have is your shot.
Your shot. But if your legs, if those legs have been out like that, that's the first thing to affect. So I think after this, he's still getting his legs under him because he ain't been back, but how long? Less than half the year.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still trying to find his way. And I think a summer of playing basketball without being regulated, next year we'll see closer to the Klay that we thought.
I hope so.
He was.
Before. The only thing I know is that you don't get better as you get older.
You don't. You really don't. But I trust what I'm saying, I guess, is if in comparison of the two, I trust him more than James Harden. I don't think James Harden is going to work as hard as Klay.
I ain't really saying much now. James Harden been in. At least Klay got a reason. James Harden got no reason why he in the condition.
None.
We've been telling that nigga to stop going to the club.
I mean, he'd like to hang out with little baby.
Shit, I would too. I ain't gonna hold you.
You'll be out there.
You see, Steph would have took that shot. Look at them, bro. They taking their cookies every game.
They still gonna lose this game.
See, now they have a chance to tie this up at the
Steph
hand.
Steph is a mere mortal now,
they
y'all.
Might sweep.
Steph is a mere mortal.
He is, man.
Hey, I'm telling you, kid, look at him. You seen him.
They just younger. They ain't used to these young dudes. They the old heads now, man.
Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. You know, the one thing you... What in the world, Steph?
I'm not going
to
say
I told you, they go down two. They have a chance to tie. They cannot get it done. He going to make that. Every time they get down two, Memphis scores, no matter what. They'll miss a shot and Memphis score. They get a chance to tie it. Now he'll make this.
Look at that, Nick. Told you, bro.
Hey.
He don't have to shoot the three.
That was the way he's 1-for-4 now in these last four shots.
He don't have to shoot the three, though.
He don't. That's what I'm saying. All he has now is his slashing and his mid-range.
You call Steph a slasher now?
Yeah, he got
Steph
a Steph a slasher now.
He's a streaky shooter.
Now watch, they're going to miss this and Steph going to tie the game.
Ja's making some incredible shots.
Yes, sir.
And he's going to get injured doing this shit.
I hope not, but.
He doing too much sometimes. I'd be like, bro, you ain't have to. Like, that nigga did a 360 scoop layup. Come on, bro.
Oh, wow.
What the hell?
Oh, wow.
This is how you become a superstar. Now, if they beat the Warriors, Ja Morant out of here.
Hey, give me Ja of Luka.
What are you going to Draymond going to do with it?
He fouled, ain't he?
Ja Morant, stardom is going to be out of here.
Coming down the lane would not have scared me a little bit. But yeah, you're right. If they can win this, it's going to be Ja Morant.
And it's not like they're just winning them. Like, Ja is... like behind it, he's the force driving it. You're making these crazy shots. You that dunk you had on somebody in the first round, the Timberwolf. Who was it? It was the reason why they came back and won that game.
Nas
Reed or somebody,
Vanderbilt, wasn't it?
Yeah. Either way, that actually you can point to that play and be like, that changed the game because that got them some momentum. They came back and they took their game from them. You know, he dunked on somebody in game one, didn't he?
Who, Kuminga?
Nah, Ja. And I watched this game, but I can't remember.
Was that in the Minnesota series or that was
in that he had one in Minnesota. I thought he had one in this one,
I don't
one
think
too.
He got one in this one.
Nah. In the first one? Okay.
Why wouldn't you get that ball when he left it on the floor?
Good foul. I be hating that shit, too. I be thinking, like, why don't you just pretend like you're going for it? He going
to... Yeah, like, make him pick the ball up.
Never let no nigga just...
Look, what was that?
Because that's why they run right by you.
Now his free throws, he got to work on that shit too.
Mm-hmm. They're getting those Dwayne Wade calls.
People saying he's doing D Rose fail so he could run. Because we could have been watching D Rose do this for about 4 or 5 seasons.
I hated D Rose, bro.
Are they sitting Wiggins down?
I hate him because he was going against the Celtics at the time, and I was a huge Rondo fan, but I was at my Rondo peak, and I didn't want nobody.
Yeah, you know, I fuck with Rondo heavy.
I didn't want nobody because I love the reason why I became a Rondo fan because he looked at Chris Paul when he was in New Orleans. He said, "Nigga, you ain't gonna never win shit."
Then he spit on him.
Yeah, he spit on him. He punched him in his grill too. Who was that? Was that Poole?
That's Poole.
Oh, this is in striking distance, bro. This ain't shit.
Oh, okay.
This ain't shit.
Speaking of striking distance, these niggas ain't hitting them motherfuckers like they used to.
No. They're not playing a good game. And like I said, every time, about 5 different times, they was down 2 with the ball, and they would do something stupid.
Where do we see Jordan Poole going?
Oh, when he leaves here?
Nah, just like in terms of like his place in the league. He's getting a lot of like name, like attention. Like people are talking about him. Like he's doing shit where people is like, oh man, this dude Jordan Poole. Like he went from FIFA talking about, hey, look for this Jordan Poole when he compared him to fucking, who did he compare Jordan? I wish he was
something great.
Somebody that didn't make any damn sense. And we were like, what? Instead of saying Jordan Poole's going to be that guy. But to now, everybody's looking at Jordan Poole like, oh shit. Like
now he's impressed me.
Yeah.
If they get past Memphis in the series and because of him leading like 20 plus a game and shit like that, I believe it. But this is the series where I need to believe. If they lose this series and he ain't shit.
Well, it's kind of I can't say that because he kind of like what we talked about. He's playing behind Klay and Steph, so
he ain't playing behind him.
In the lineup,
they playing with him. They playing with him, and he about
in the lineup.
And they about to play to the bench.
Okay, you think that?
That's what I'm saying. Why you think Klay dressing like a bench player now? He getting ready for the role.
And shit, he was starting over Curry in the first round.
That's because Steph was coming back from that injury.
I know, but
they always got some reason why Steph.
Shit, when the Warriors were struggling, they benched Klay and that's started it. Move.
Thank you, Breezy, Beezy the Dream. He compared Poole to Sean Livingston with the 3.
Man, yo, oh my God. I was like, what?
Sean Livingston with a 3.
Oh, man. That's what it took me out. Sean Livingston was nice, especially you know when he adjusted to his injury.
But it was never
like, man.
Yeah,
I don't remember Sean Livingston being like this. Yeah, Jordan Poole's electric, bro. Yeah.
Oh man, Sean Livingston is more like slow mo.
All right,
well, that's closer.
Yeah, yeah. All right, man. We're gonna call it a night. We thank you guys for coming through, man. I think there will be a Thursday show. Probably like a watch along, something like that. I'm sure we'll have Q on then as well. So yeah, we'll see you guys then. We out. Peace.
Peace.